Welcome back to the Golf Nerds Podcast. Fans, or my fan, will know that I do a lot of Instagrams whilst the Instagram stories whilst walking my dog. And I think this platform's much better for the monologue approach to internet content creation. So you might hear in the background my little dog. She snuffles around the undergrowth of darkest Panama City. But what you will hear is me just doing a almost state of the podcast address, which is a bold move in episode 2. I wanted to get a word in before my next run of guests. Next week I'm interviewing Zach Blair, the amazing guy who's a web.com tour pro. He's a course designer, and he's also got some amazing views about the future of the game. So I don't want to hold that material back, because I'm sure some of that will be time sensitive. So it would be a point of doing the podcast and getting it out the same day. And then I've got some other guys lined up. This guy who's a speed trainer for golf, who on average sees his golfers have an 8 mile an hour increase in speed after their first session. That spiked my interest. And then after that, he gives those golfers drills and tips to build on that platform and to keep the speed, because everybody's had a golf lesson where you've been striping the ball afterwards, but then you lose it, and I hate that. I expect my golf students to see a benefit straight after their class that stays with them, even if they don't hit the range. Something I'm passionate about. If you come to a golf class with me, or you sign up with me online, and I don't make your game better straight away, that's my fault, not your fault. You're paying for a product, and I should be able to deliver, and I expect the same standard from any other coach I interact with. Because why wouldn't you? If I go into a shop and buy a Mars bar, and I hand over the money, and then they don't give me a Mars bar, something's wrong, and it's exactly the same with golf instruction, or it should be. So, speed training, Zach Blair. I'm going to have Barney, just your average golfer, on. He's a fascinating guy. He's not a real golf coach, but in that, he's probably one of the best golf coaches I'm speaking to right now. Sorry, my dog was just coughing. She looks all right there. So Barney's a fantastic golf coach, and I'm looking forward to hearing what he's got to say. And I want to leech information. Well, I want to leech information out of all of these guys. It's why I've got them on the pod. I want to learn from them and then pass that knowledge on to folks. But really, it's about me learning, because I'm a golfer and I flipping love the game. But I want to learn more about it to make myself the best golfer I can be, because I love playing great golf. And so I want to get Robin on as well. Robin Matthew Williams, Golf's Dark Knight. The great swing gun fucker. And whatever other title he's dreamed up for himself. I want him on the other side of the interviewing platform. He's interviewed me for his podcast and it was awesome. But I want to chat to him, because I want to leech knowledge out of him. I watched one of his YouTube videos and went out the next day, played some of the golf, best golf I've ever played, just by implementing an idea on the course I'd seen in his video. It's good stuff. So I want to get him on. Then I've got a few other guys in the pipeline that I don't want to name because I feel stupid. But I'm hoping to get some more tour pros on. And I've already been in touch with the right people to make that happen. And I would also like to get some regular golfers on. Like, if you've got something to say that's going to be interesting to the world of golf nerdery, I want to get you on. You don't have to have a golf company or a brand or something. Obviously, these guys who are in the industry, I'm picking them because they're in the industry because they're passionate about golf, not because they're in the industry because they just want to make some money, although everyone needs to pay their bills. I hope that makes sense. The people I get on the podcast, I want to learn from and I want to talk to. And usually, in a golf context, I want to talk to people who are passionate about golf. I'm going to keep this podcast under 10 minutes just because it feels a bit odd with me talking on my own. Thought the dog was going to throw up a minute ago as well. She's all right now, though. She keeps dragging me off, though. Can you hear her? No. So just an idea to throw your way. How do you stay good at golf if you haven't got chance to play or practice? This is a thought on my mind. I maybe hit some balls on Monday and I'm going out to play tomorrow, which is Thursday, and I really like to be involved in the game every day, but reality sucks sometimes. Even as a working golf professional, I haven't had any time to hit balls or putts since. So what have I been doing? And this is the gem, I think, which would make your game better tomorrow. But it's not an idea, it's something you need to physically do. So you need a little bit of time. And what I've been doing is stretching, because I find after a short break, one of the main things that I lose is my flexibility. And there's lots of different ways to keep your golf flexibility up, but simply stretching out your legs and your shoulders, however you feel comfortable doing that, will help. Good old bend from the hips and touch your toes gently, I don't want any of you to break yourselves, is not a bad place to start. Even just doing big circles with your hands is not a bad place to start. If you want to take that up a notch, you can just do some really basic squats. Sit down so your backside touches your feet and stand up again. Balance, flexibility, and you've also got some strength work there. It doesn't take long and it does help. If you want to level that up a little bit, and this is what I've tried to do over the last few days, is follow some sort of program. There's some great apps for your phone or your iPad that usually revolve around an idea of 7-minute workout. So there's 7-minute flexibility workouts. I used to use one of them when I was playing mini tour golf in Asia, and I found it helped me so much. I used to do it every morning before I went out for my regular practice. Or the other one, which is what I've been doing now, is yoga. I found a 7-day introduction to yoga on YouTube, and I've just done that. Each video is about 15 minutes. And it's a bit different for me. I'm not that guy who's into yoga. I'm not vegan. I don't wear natural fibers. But I found the stretching great, to the point that in the 3 or 4 days I've been doing it, I actually feel like I've had a workout. You know, after you have a really heavy sesh in the gym, it's not that you're in pain, but you know you've done something. All the exercise I've really done for the last few days are these yoga workouts, and I can feel it in my thighs more than anything, but it's probably a bit personal, and you know, doesn't mean it's going to be the same for you. Anyway, with that tidbit, bend and stretch to keep your golf alive if you haven't got time to work out. Do it, that, in the bathroom or whatever. You don't have to get your yoga mat out. If you want to hear more about me, follow me on Instagram, ImpactGolfNet. find me on Twitter. I'm also ImpactGolfNet. I'm on Facebook, just Guy Cross, golf professional in Panama City. Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting the serious podcasts out where we interview people, but it's been fun to do a little monologue. 10 minutes, 24 seconds on the clock. So thanks for your time. Have a great morning, afternoon, evening. Speak to you soon.